Well, the preacher went out hunting. It was on one Sunday morning. Although against his religion, he took that gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road right up to the preacher and seen. Preacher got so excited, he climbed up a silver tree. The bear stepped down upon the ground, but the preacher climbed out on the limb. Cast his eyes, shooting on the skies, and these words he said to him. Said, Lord, you delivered, and you brought a lion's den. You also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then held the Hebrew children from the fire of furnace, but the good book you declare. Now, Lord, if you don't get me, for his sake, won't you help that bear? The preacher stayed up in that tree, and I think it was all night. Said, oh, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm gonna see one awful fight. About that time, let go, and the preacher come a-tumbling down. You ought to have seen him get his razor out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground, cut and right and left, and he pulled up a bear with clean fight. Then the bear hugged the preacher and squeezed him a little too tight. The preacher lost his razor, but the bear held on to the ground. His eyes shoot along the skies. These words he said to him. He said, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then from the heap of children from the fire of burns. And the good book you declare. Now, Lord, if you're gonna help me, but when the saints won't you help that bear? Now, Lord, if you're gonna help me, oh, Lord, won't you help that bear?
This is fun. It's crazy. Remember that time? There used to be this thing over in, I grew up in Ionia, and over in Muir, there was this little thing called the Maple River Strummers. We grew up right on the Maple River there, and the Maple River Strummers, and there was all these kind of older folks. It was like the VFW hall. They would play bingo there, and play bluegrass and stuff. And man, I was probably this tall, and I hung out with people that were 60 and 70 years old, and they're some of my best friends.
Yeah, they didn't have the whole floor.
I remember this one time I jumped up on the, I had to stand on a chair to reach the microphones, and I jumped up there and I was saying something, and I go, are we getting paid for this? For crying out loud?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, for crying out loud, for the first time. I must have heard somebody say that. But, are we getting paid for this, for crying out loud? And everybody laughed. And isn't it crazy that... I'm not trying to like make light of that. I'm just saying that we would be doing this anyway, no matter where we are.
Right.
And this is kind of what we've always done, is just kind of pick tunes like this. And so it's just fun to, especially, it makes me very nostalgic from my childhood, you know, growing up playing. Playing these tunes is really strong. It's strong, potent stuff, especially for me. And so we kind of, it's almost like we let y'all into our home a little bit, is what I feel like too. But it's cool. What was I just saying? We should do? What? Oh yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
You know, and you used to sing me and Aaron to sleep with this song. We used to live in a little house on 277 Garden Street.
Yep.
That house is no longer there.
No.
But the walls were paper thin, and he'd shut the ceiling fan and the TV and everything off, and he would play some little tunes like this and knock me and my brother out while we were asleep in our bedrooms down the hall.
Because I knew it would. They calmed him down.
Yeah, here's one that he used to do.